Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Tate Craig in this morning from Mint to Be. I feel like you're like the hot new business in town. Do you feel like this?
Oh, goodness. A little bit. Yeah. I have little grandmas even trying to like wish me success every day. They're like, how many weddings are you doing a day? And I'm like, not yet. We're getting there, though.
I feel like people love love.
They do.
And it's so, easy to love. What is Mint to Be?
Mint to Be is Cookeville's newest wedding chapel. We specialize in elopements, wedding signings, and very, very small weddings. Typically, think Vegas, think Gatlinburg, but in the middle of Cookeville, very beautiful, very easy, very simple, without all the stress of a big wedding. We do that.
So what was your inspiration to start Mint to Be?
Oh, goodness. I started officiating weddings in 2019, just as an officiant that would come out to the wedding, and I've done hundreds at this point.
Why start officiating weddings? What was the goal of that?
In 2019, some of the laws changed about who could officiate weddings. And so with that change, lots of my friends no longer had someone to do their weddings. They took away the ability for people who had been ordained online, which was most of our officiants around here. So I became ordained to do a couple of my friends' weddings and just absolutely fell in love with it.
What do you love so much about officiating weddings?
Oh, it's a very good question. Seeing I'm not a good public speaker, it's never been my thing. I came from the world of domestic violence advocacy, and so I had just this survival, helpful resource, almost emergency feeling about relationships all the time with everyone I'd worked with. And as soon as I started doing weddings, and I got reminded of the beauty and the magic of how much people can and do love each other. And I was like, okay, here's this balance in my life again. I had forgot how gorgeous this can be. And I want to promote this too. I want to see the green flags in life.
Yeah.
And other people do too.
Trauma healing for you personally, yeah. To be around all the love as
yes.
well. I think some people are like, oh my gosh, you must be like super over the top, like mushy, gushy, all that love, like to come from a domestic violence advocacy place is such an interesting path.
It is.
To where you're at.
I think it's unconventional for sure. But I felt it kind of like just blossom into something for me. And I was like, I would love to do this for more people if I could. So I volunteered and did it for free for the longest. Eventually, I was accepting tips and I was just like, this doesn't feel right. And I didn't know what was missing. Venues now have shifted. Most have their own in-house officiant, so the work kind of dwindled. And I started getting most of my calls for people that had some type of life crisis. And that's kind of where this came from.
So you were just officiating weddings and that was kind of how you started. Mm-hmm. And then you opened a location.
Yes.
So you now have it's not a drive-through like Vegas.
Not yet.
But maybe that's meant to be too.
Yes.
We'll be there. And you started, before you even opened the venue, you started by doing some cool events with some other businesses in town.
Yes.
You did a Christmas-themed event mm-hmm. at the Painted House.
Yes.
You did another event, or you were planning with mm-hmm. P-Dillies.
Yes.
And so tell me how those kind of partnerships happened, how they worked out.
I was in the business plan writing phase, trying to figure out my own space. I knew I wanted to be close to downtown. Obviously, those are prime real estate options to find a place to open a business. While I was doing that, I was like, okay, startup income and fun. What can we do? What can we like get the name out while we're getting the income to get started with something big and new here? And the Vegas-y thing in talking with friends, I have a friend named Mel Garrison. She works at Haircraft Society, and she can put together businesses in a day. I've always been absolutely inspired to talk to her. She's like, people love Vegas. They love glitter. They love glam. Go for it. And so the Valentine's one that was Vegas-themed was planned first. And it's supposed to be a 15-minute in-and-out, get your pictures. So we signed up with P-Dillies because they had that rockabilly, really fun, glam vibe in the bakery. And so that was the plan at the bakery. Unfortunately, they closed before then. Mm-hmm. And before then, we worked out as well the one for Christmas. And so it was Christmas themed. We had everything decorated beautifully. I was scrambling to try to find where to host this one. I mm-hmm. thought I'd have a location by then. Since we didn't, I just kept looking. Eventually, by chance online, I found the Painted House had their event space. And if you've never seen it, it's really amazing. Their floor is painted in this beautiful, almost like Scandinavian inspired pattern. Mm. And it's like, this works.
Yeah.
This just works.
Well, and I think having, you know, the right partners too, mm-hmm. to advocate for what you're doing, I think, yeah. as a business owner, probably makes life a little bit easier, you know.
Absolutely.
As well. Even, you know, you talked to, it was a hair stylist, and you know, she, I'm sure, has clients that come in that are like, I'm getting married, I don't want a big thing, I don't want, you know. I think that there's, I'm currently planning a wedding, and it is expensive. It's almost unaffordable, mm-hmm. these days. And that's just not what people want anymore. I think people are really kind of shifting to smaller and more intimate, and just knowing, okay, it's not about the wedding, it's about the marriage. And I think for so long, people focus on this wedding and spending tens of thousands of dollars, and not focusing on really great intimate ceremony.
Right. I've noticed the same thing. I think most of us who are millennial or older see the younger people who are like, well, I'm just not going to get married, and have had concerns and worries. I think the wedding itself ended up becoming some sort of symbol to say, if you don't do it this way, it's not love. And we all know better, but it's been tradition. And so with each generation, traditions change, they break even. And I feel like as it transitions and they say, no more, we're not paying $50,000, $100,000, $300,000. We'd like to buy a house. We mm-hmm. would like to have a car paid off. I think we need to transition with that. And I do see lots of venues doing that. And our established venues are amazing and gorgeous, and most of them are huge. They're booked out for a really long time. So mm-hmm. even the ones, especially in the Cookeville area, that are very affordable compared to like Nashville or Chattanooga, it's still hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to plan that far ahead, that you're still talking lots of money, lots of details, lots of plans. And so this fits with that newer acceptance that it doesn't have to be big to be love, to show love.
So are the people that you're working with so far, are you finding that it's more of a budgetary reason for going small, or more of just really trying to focus on their marriage and the love for each other? Or where do you, how do you find the, what's people's motivation to get married at Mint to Be?
I am so far seeing some of both. Typically, the older people or people that it is not their first marriage are like, budgetary. I've been there. I spent the money. Obviously, it didn't prove how much someone loved me. Yeah. And they want to see that effort that they put in through their work, through their money, through detailed planning, to be put into someone and the experience instead. I am really enjoying hearing what they do after. Lots of people use the money and go to Gatlinburg. I hear that so much. We're going on a honeymoon, just ourselves, Gatlinburg for 2 weeks. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah, but cruises, that would not be my, there's a lot of people there, a lot of traffic. Yeah. That is not my desire, but I think
nostalgic.
That, yeah. Yeah. And I think for, you know, Tennesseans, that's a common, I'm not from this area.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a common place to kind of get away. And like you said, nostalgic, like many of them probably grew up going there as children and whatnot.
Time to revisit with the person that you're truly in love with.
Well, and I think that's, you know, kind of, you said going away just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the drive, not my family, but some people's families might add a little drama to situations. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And how do you, this is a way to just really focus on each other and not focus on the needs and desires of everybody else. That
of people pleasing.
This is, I was going to say, this is like the ultimate people pleaser kind of wedding.
Yes. That's what I'm seeing with the younger people. It's not necessarily so much about the money. Some young couples come in some sundresses, and some are coming in full ball gowns and getting the full pictures with their families. They bring a photographer, and it's beautiful. But it is definitely about, this is what we want and this is what we enjoy, whether they do the big vacation after or they're going back to work, which I have seen. They come in and they're like, here, do a quick ceremony, sign this real fast. We just want pictures. And typically there will be an aunt or a mom. They're like, wait, we wanted this. And are you not going to say that? Are you not going to say that? And the giggles
yeah.
that come out of these young adults. Yeah. And I'm just like, good for them. This is what this is for. This yes. is for them to have their space here.
Yeah. And how much time frame so people can make, you have to apply for a marriage license, mm-hmm. and that is not something they can get from you, correct?
Correct, yes.
They have to do that at the courthouse.
At the county clerk's.
County clerk. Mm-hmm. And then how much time does it take? You know, I mean, can this literally be, they call you up and in 3 hours, if the yeah. chapel's open, they could get married?
Yeah. Technically, the chapel allows for bookings online 24/7. It gives about an hour buffer. So if I'm out of town, I will turn around and come back. But just to make sure I can be there. Most people,
I don't. I think that's not healthy as a business owner. But okay.
Go ahead. No, I love it. My kids love it. It's been much.
It's wedding time.
Yeah, it's been much less work than full blown weddings that were taking up full weekend days.
Yeah,
and so you know, my children are almost all preteens or teens now, and they have everything on the weekends. And so changing that to a new form where I can be more available for weekends, 4 days, has just been a really big deal for the family. And it's a lot easier this way.
So they can just go online and say, mm-hmm. I mean, people could get married day of.
Yes, if they have their marriage license, day of.
And you have to check to make sure that the marriage license, I mean, mm-hmm. the legality of things, do you sign the marriage license? Mm-hmm. And you can, you're ordained, so you can
yes.
marry, you know, officiate them. I always say marry them, but you're not getting married to a bunch of people.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry, and I take Craig in today from Mint to Be, our newest, hottest wedding chapel in town. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of venues. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't really, or churches, mm-hmm. I wouldn't really think of wedding chapels as common here, you know, smaller churches or chapels or whatnot. So
sure, yeah.
This is definitely a new kind of thing that you brought to the area.
Right.
And so I think that people are kind of trying to understand, what is this? Why is it needed? How does this all work? So people can book online.
Right.
Their time that they want to be. I mean, I'm sure you have some strange requests sometimes. Let's say somebody wants to get married at 2:22 a.m. mm-hmm. on February 22nd. That's a thing?
It is a thing. I think my schedule rounds it to 15-minute increments. Okay. So just leave it in the notes if you need a specific time.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So they book online, and then what's the process? Like, what, you have a space that's kind of near the county clerk's office, right?
It is,
it's
yes.
over there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're neighbors.
So you're by the county clerk's office, and people can come in, and then what happens?
Once they come in, depending on if they're getting a marriage license signing or an elopement, one of two things happens. For a signing, you have 15 minutes. It doesn't take that long at all. I run through to ensure that you are who you say you are, who is on the marriage license, that you understand what it means, and that it's a lifelong commitment, essentially that you two swear to be together for life in whatever type of words that works for that couple. I'll do the signing and filling out the forms for them while they maybe take a few cute pictures. We have everything kind of set up where each wall has something where it should be Facebook, Instagram ready.
Yeah,
so girl. Get your cute selfies while you're here. And then I give them the rundown if they need it about name changes, how the Social Security office works, returning the marriage license to the county clerk's office, and they're done. Lots of people lately have been in and out like 5-6 minutes.
Wow. Okay. And so then, that's a signing. Mm-hmm. What if they're doing an elopement?
For the elopement, it's a little different. It's a 1-hour package. And essentially, I give a lot of time just to ensure that everyone's comfortable in case they have to wait for family members to show up. That's up to 10 people. And most people say, why 10? If you see the space, and everyone's welcome to come tour it first, that is the perfect amount of people for this space. If you would like more, we will do our best to accommodate. We have options to add more people on. We'll get some more chairs in there. We'll rent some. But you will be crowded. So if you're wanting to wiggle around, walk down the aisle, stuff like that, let's stick to 10 or less. And it is fun that way. We have music playing. And when you come in, the guests can all sit. We have really pretty benches lining the walls. And there's flowers, stuff for them to see and talk about. Some light refreshments and coffee. The bride and groom, or whichever partners come, can visit with me, and what we do is we look at the different script options, and that's a way for the couple to get their mindset back to each other and have that chapel experience. And that's why I tell people, think Vegas, think Gatlinburg. You don't have to prepare anything. You don't have to think about it. If you're going to bring rings, if you're going to bring vows, you just let me know. Other than that, like, all the stress is off your plate. So you don't have to say, but what if we believe in this, or we like this sort of style? Maybe it's too staunch for us. What if we wanted something that was just silly? Or what if we wanted something that was longer? We have the options there. So I have a printed book that the couples get to sit together, look through it. We have religious to non-religious, serious to romantic to funny. And so even with that, they pick which one they'd like. And if there's any lines you're like, well, I don't want to promise that, or I don't want that read in front of my family, we just mark it out. It's custom to you. Once I pull that sheet out that you pick, I put it in my little book that I'm going to hold for the ceremony. I ask where you'd like to stand, where you'd like me to stand. We have a beautiful arch right now for spring that has light pastels that are fairly neutral. I've seen people come in with their parties of like every colors. Nothing's clashed yet, thankfully. It's very exciting. I'm looking forward to switching for summer. I'm not sure how I'm going to switch so it doesn't clash, but I can't wait to switch. I have a circle arch I'll be putting up for summer.
Well, and I would think that some people, as you were getting going and, and you still are newer, that people were like, well, this is a joke. It's not taking marriage seriously. What do you say to people who are kind of naysayers of what you're doing?
There haven't been too many. My favorite has been an attorney, a local attorney, and he just laughed and he said, oh my goodness, speed weddings. That's just what we need around here. Look at the divorce rates. And I said, hey, if you'd like to sponsor, I'll put your sign up. We can partner. We'll figure it out. I would assume with the people I've met and the couples I've married, I typically get to hear their stories. I get to talk to them. Most people have actually been together for a very long time, or knew they were in love for a very long time. And so if it didn't work out, I don't see it being any different than anywhere else. I've not seen anyone who's taken this as a joke yet.
Yeah. This isn't, you know, where in, if you are in Vegas, right, there's a lot of alcohol flowing.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that probably think, I mean, I've seen on TV shows or, oh, that was a real, I didn't know that was a real wedding.
Right.
You kind of go through and make sure people understand.
Yes.
You're actually legally getting married. Mm-hmm. And there are some legal ramifications that are maybe positive and a little negative when it comes to getting married.
Yeah.
You know, it's a legal binding contract. Mm-hmm. And I think some people don't think, that's not that big of a deal. Well, It's a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
And I like that you said, you know, you explained to them this is a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. This is not just, you know, today. And like you said, you're not finding people walking in that are like, oh, we met yesterday, we went on our first date,
right,
and we just think this would be a fun thing. This is just one of the things you mentioned is deployment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an option that somebody's getting deployed and they want to get married and they don't want to have the hassle of all the other stuff.
Right.
This is an option for them.
Yeah, I tell people that I talk to about it, I meet lots of couples that are already walking into the situation with disappointment, especially in the case of deployment. Lots of them have already paid for their weddings, and it's 2 weeks away. It's 2 months away. They can't get lots or any of their deposits back sometimes. They're crushed, but they want to live together. So if someone's not been in the military world, if you get deployed and you want to take your spouse or soon to be spouse, you have to be married before you get on base, or you cannot live in the married housing. And that's a big deal, especially lots of people have young children or children that are going to be going to school with the other kids there. And they want to make sure to have it lined up as soon as they move. It's already stressful. It's very hard. And so they thought they had it planned out. And of course, things change. And so by the time that they're like, oh, let's just go get a courthouse wedding. Of course, Putnam County no longer has courthouse weddings. That's essentially where I came in. They go there. They don't know there's not courthouse weddings. And they say, oh, go find someone to marry you. They find me. And they come in, and they're not expecting a whole lot. And I can try to play it up on the website as much as I can. They're just like, fine, it's a signing. They come in. I still want it to be special. Even if you pick the five-minute route, I still want it to be nice. And so it ends up being a lot more serious than not. Not that I don't have options. If people came in drunk and wanted to be silly, if you don't want to be legally married, you know, we can have a spiritual. We can have where you play it out or you get pitchers to prank your family, I will honor that. Goodness. We could do it, but I don't see that.
we're not encouraging that option, but you know, maybe an April Fool's Day. You know, maybe next year that's what you need to do on April 1st is have, you know, prank pictures.
Sure.
I
think before Thanksgiving, probably. So you could say, I promise, Grandma, I am married.
Yes.
You missed it.
Maybe you just have some stand-in, like, husbands and wives, and then the other parties can come in and take their picture and say, yeah, they're away, but they're here for the holidays.
Whatever they want to say. I'm just kidding. There is a very neat, it went viral and really took off in Nashville, which we know is bachelorette scene lately.
Yes. Yeah.
Their chapels do a what's called a viral bestie wedding. And so I've added it to the site if anyone wants to. And up to 10 of your besties can come and you can do your BFF vows to each other.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love it.
And have a shot to
solidify. I mean, how many people think that their soulmate is their bestie?
Absolutely.
I mean, most people probably. Yeah. So we'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Tate Craig in this morning from Mint to Be. We've talked all about weddings, all the things. It's a distance from going to just, you know, officiating weddings to opening a business and having a space and making sure that you're marketing and all that kind of stuff. Have you owned businesses before? Have you run businesses?
I have mostly been sole proprietor for many years, being mostly an independent contractor, I'd say. So it's like a business. It is not the same thing.
Yeah.
I did go to business school and got my degree from WGU. And so I knew in theory everything that it would take. Having my hands on going, oh, wear and tear is real. I really need to make sure I account for this better. It's been fun. It's been really neat. Thankfully, shopping for wedding things, and it's not your wedding too, is really fun. So,
are you married? Did you get married at a small wedding? Did you?
Yeah. I'm married to my husband, Aaron, and it's been 5 years this year. Right during COVID, it was really neat. We knew it was time. Neither one of us liked anything big. And so I got to thinking about it. He hates being put in the spotlight. He hates being under pressure. We knew our families would want to see everything, be in everything. His parents and siblings in particular are very close and would want to be part of all of it. And I just know it stresses them out. So sorry to them. I stole them away. I told him, hey, we have to get our marriage license first. Let's just go get that done, and I'll call some of my friends, and someone will marry us. So we got the marriage license. I whisked him away to Nashville, and it's a crazy story because it was a surprise. He did not know. I rented an arcade venue in Nashville because he just loves video games. Had one of his friends, he was in film school, bring a camera, and I was like, we're going to say we're making a commercial for this place. They were on board. They ended up being you can do it for free. Just do it.
Yes.
They were so excited. I picked up a cake from Publix on the way. Like, I was like, oh, no, in Mount Juliet, I got to go to the bathroom. Get off the exit now. So he parked. I go running in. And I'm like, just stay here. I'll be right back. We got to hurry. We're late. So I go in. I pick up our cake and throw it in the back, and he's like, what's that? And I'm like, snacks for later. I just saw him. Lied all day for my wedding day. It was so funny. But he had to stop because he had a film coming up and they required a COVID test, and I didn't know.
Oh, goodness.
So that was full blown, like people still in hazmat suits at the health department.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Coming out and swabbing you. And I'm sitting there like tapping my foot. And I'm like, come on, let's go. And he's like, I got to get this today or I don't get the job.
Oh, my God.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to wear. I was completely stressed out. The dress I went to put on that day it didn't work. I don't know. So I was like, what would Dolly do? And I found like Daisy Dukes. I put shimmery tights on underneath. I had a cute blouse to go with it. Had really shiny nails. And I was just like, okay, let's go. And he's like, you're wearing that to work? And I was like, it's fine. It's off the books. Like, it's not And that's what we did.
I think that it's just a testament to like doing what you want to do. And like you said, I don't even think I'm that much of a people pleaser, but there is just pressure to, you know, like you owe people something. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm getting married in 8 days.
Aww,
and thanks. But my sister and my children are the only ones standing in the wedding. And my sister I can tell, feel some kind of way about not standing in my wedding. And it's like,
I think it's hard when there's set traditions. And it was often when I would meet with couples more so for the larger weddings that I'd need to know the traditions they were going to follow so I can make sure the scripts would align, because most people assume that that the weddings are all the same and they're not.
Yeah.
I know we have a picture from movies, from media in our head, and each family is just a little bit different. And it's amazing the things we don't even think of, and the family say, well, aren't you going to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course I am.
I didn't even know that a unity ceremony was, I got married the first time in a Catholic church. And so you do a candle lighting ceremony no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's a full-blown mass. And so I was like, somebody said, well, what unity ceremony are you going to do? And I was like, what do you mean? What's that? Well, it's like the sand thing or the water thing, or, you know, there's a lot of different options. And those are options that they can still have at Meant to Be.
Yes.
And you can still do all the traditional things that you want, but mix it up and do things in the way that you want to do them.
Sure. Even if there was something not on my website that I have an add-on, because, of course, I have the candles, I have the sand. If they're like, well, in our culture, this was important to me. Absolutely. I will honor whatever makes it special for someone, because it's not about me. Once you're in there, this is your venue, your wedding. Whatever makes it perfect and happy, I will do my best to accommodate within reason.
Yeah. If people want to bring in goats, animals, is that an option?
We've had dogs. We can discuss other animals. I don't think I don't want to clean up after farm animals. If you are down for it and can book the length of time to, talk.
So as you said, you used to be, you know, kind of go to places. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you'll still have events like that in your, you know, book of things? Or is it now all just at this, your chapel?
I've been phasing it out. Due to the costs associated with gas, wear and tear on vehicles, I actually met with some other officiants in Murfreesboro, and they were like, hey, we are the lowest paid vendors at weddings, and we can't afford it anymore. So let's sit and discuss ideas. And most people decided to join preferred vendor lists, which almost all vendors have now. And it's a safety thing, and I appreciate that. It has a lot to do with insurance, with licensing. And the vendors know they have the right people for the right job that are available, and it runs more smoothly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think I would rather be my own vendor. I would rather do it my own way, because I'm used to seeing people, and I love my friends that do the luxury weddings. I think they're beautiful. It always takes my breath. They put a lot of theatrical drama into the beauty of these big productions. I like my small stuff, and I like keeping an option for people, you know, to pick it their way or to become educated. So if you didn't like a veil, but it's what your family does, do you know where it comes from? Do you know the tradition? Does it mean something to you? If it meant something to you, let's do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're like, oh, no, I don't know where that tradition comes from. That creeps me out.
Yeah.
Leave it. Leave it at home. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, so do you think you'll do the standalone, like a Christmas kind of thing? Do you think you'll do... You know,
I think so. I want to try to incorporate ways to get the community involved in this as much as possible. Right now, if anyone knows bakers that are interested in making heart cakes, just small heart cakes, I have been looking without a lot of luck.
Yeah.
But as far as the special events, yes, I would love at Christmas time to open up and do like a special type thing. So I feel like people who want a holiday wedding are a special type of people.
They are.
Anyways.
I think, yes, a small, like 10 people weddings are definitely a different type of people. I think that, you know, kind of your hour long increments or whatever, almost like the Christmas parade day or something like that, where it's like maybe people are dressed up in festive.
Yeah.
I love the 4th of July, and people are like, are you going to have a 4th of July wedding? And I was like, I just don't think I can do that.
Right.
You know, there's things that you love personally, and then there's things that you should do in your marriage.
Yes. And there's some people that love it for both. I've seen it. I had someone come last week and got married on their birthday.
Yes.
If that's what you love and that's how you're going to remember your anniversary, more power to you.
That's right. That's right. Well, so where is your location at?
Okay. So that has been... fun. I call it a hidden gem for a reason. If you know where Gabe's is on South Jefferson Avenue and where Poets and Gabe's parking lot is, we are the opposite side of their parking lot. from poets. So when you turn into that building, which I call the brown invisible building beside Gabe's, we're in the back.
Okay.
So you go to the back of the parking lot. I have my own standalone door, so you'll see the really pretty sign for Meant to Be on the door itself. That's how you know you're there. You don't have to go through the lobby or the front.
And that's the same complex that has like Ready, Set, Grow and Marty and Liz, right? In that whole...
It's not in their complex. It's next door. That up on the hill, yeah, yes.
Yeah. And by the county clerk's office.
Yes, we can open the door and you can see the county clerk's office front door. We just wave.
So what do you see, where do you see things going in the next, you know, 5 years? Is this kind of, you really want to see this through and, mm-hmm. and grow the elopement style weddings here in Cookeville?
Sure. I would like eventually to split it into two. So there would be Meant to Be One and Meant to Be Two, whatever it would be named. And I would like the second one to be a drive-through mostly for those signings for the people who don't need a lot of time. But I'd also like it to be a place for people to stop on I-40, to be that kind of Vegas tourist trap, but classier.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to be able to get the I Said I Do in Cookeville magnets to cards to
t-shirts
to pick something up.
Yeah.
And so I would love something really close to I-40, and I just kind of keep an eye on that because that's in the future. But I'm watching different things. Moe's came down yesterday and I was like, oh no, I wanted that one.
That's so awesome. That yeah. is a very cool, just different kind of thing. And it's a way, I think people sometimes forget about the tourism mm-hmm. items, and they right. can say, oh, that's cheesy, we don't want that sure. in Cookeville. Well, do you understand that these people might
bring
stay
them.
Here
yes.
and then stay overnight, eat at a restaurant mm-hmm. here? You know, that could bring people
Absolutely.
Into our area, whether it's just from, you know, Chattanooga
yeah.
or it's from Texas going down I-40.
Right.
You know, you never know.
Yeah. You'd be amazed already with the people who come. It may just be 10 family members that come into the elopement. But also, you know, aunts and uncles are still flying in, like, for Easter. They still mm. came in and did something afterwards.
Yeah.
Where should we go? Where do you recommend? Who can fit this big? I'm already sending to restaurants. We're working with local vendors whenever possible. Obviously, for cakes, I need that one. But we have photographers. I have a person in Baxter who is setting up with a way to rent dresses mm. that's coming out. We work with Martel Curd. Mm-hmm. With the venue, who's just down the street from me, to offer receptions. If someone wants a reception, he gives people who come through me a deal that you can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm redirecting to our community because I don't think small businesses can thrive without each other.
So tell us where people can book. What's that website?
It is meanttobe, MINTTOBETN, it's for Tennessee, .com.
MeanttobeTN.com. You can go on, find mm-hmm. all the different packages that
yes.
you offer. Do you do need to get your marriage license from the mm-hmm. county clerk's office first? And so get that, and then, you know, you can get married. And,
ready to
and,
go.
Yeah.
You can do it in one day if you'd like. I have several people that have.
There you go. Well, thanks, Tate, for being here. So good to hear from you. And check out Meant to Be, meanttobetn.com.
Thanks for having me.